Welcome back to Conscious Fitness Divine Body. Tonight we have a great host, a great guest, and a great show for you. We are going to talk about your body and what, how you can consider it, how you should look at it, how you should talk to it, and how it is actually really part of our experience as spiritual being living this physicality. And to do so, well, we have a great one tonight to talk about it from experiences, understanding, knowledge, lifetime, I would say, living to understand better about the body. She wrote a couple of books, and we'll be talking about it too. And her name is Deborah Hill, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you there, Deborah?
I'm here. Thank you. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Really good to be here talking.
Great. How is the weather on the East Coast?
Well, I'm in Atlanta, and we are fine. We seem to actually not be getting hardly much rain at all, which we really need. So it's been beautiful.
Okay, great.
Work doing fine here.
All right. So, Deborah, tell us a little bit about you. You are doing some stuff right now, but you at first was like, let's try to kind of count your journey. You started as a registered nurse. Is that right?
Actually, I started in a pre-med.
Went
to that and decided that I really didn't feel comfortable in the traditional medical field at that time, and I went into natural resources and studied forestry and biology and ecology,
mm-hmm.
and started doing that. When I graduated, I started really learning a lot about the environment, including herbs and edible plants, and did a lot of study on natural healing, massage,
mm-hmm.
and Reiki, polarity therapy, iridology, various yoga,
mm-hmm.
Tai Chi, and was doing that, and then I was married and a parent and became a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
Got divorced and decided that I needed to do something that would earn me a better living to support myself and my daughter, and decided to become a nurse midwife.
Mm.
So I went back and got my nursing degree, did that for a while, and went to Emory University, and they wanted me to get another bachelor's before I could get a master's in nursing to become a nurse midwife. So I
mm-hmm.
got another bachelor's in nursing and became a nurse midwife. And that required a lot of psychology and counseling courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for several years and then developed my love of computer graphics.
Uh-huh.
And started my own career in doing that. In the meantime, I was always studying spiritual and personal growth and various religions.
Mm-hmm.
And started to bring everything together and realized that I had a real strong intuitive side, and realized the extent of it about 15 years ago, and studied with a teacher who taught me how to be able to look at other people and see what was going on within them and to relay that
mm-hmm.
information to help them take their steps. So what I've done is I've written a couple books, and I do intuitive coaching now.
Mm-hmm.
Which help, what I can do is look at people where they are on their path, where they're stuck, where they're wanting to go, what they have going for them, and whether in their personal life or business or relationships. And
mm-hmm.
I coach them, not just give them information, but I coach them to help them to take their next step. So it kind of bringing everything all together came around full circle.
It did. It's fantastic because you really have this spectrum, this wide spectrum of, you know, knowledge, experiences, and not only theoretical knowledge, obviously, but like really experimental. You lived it. So what a great coach you can be, you know, with with your client. This is fantastic. So tell us a little bit, like, your vision in terms of that connection, this divine body, mind, spirit connection. How does it truly affect our life today?
Well, in my book, Unlimited Life, Limiting Beliefs and Belief Busting Power Tools, I talk about how we have limiting beliefs, and our beliefs prevent us from creating the reality that we want. Mm-hmm. I've noticed in my coaching that a lot of people are trying to achieve something in their life, but it's just not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at it, there's something that we believe. And one of the beliefs that I go over in my book, I give 16 belief-busting
mm-hmm.
power truths that help
mm-hmm.
us overcome 16 limiting beliefs. And one is that a lot of us believe that we are our body.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding of spirit is I know myself as an entity, and other people, we are all essential awarenesses that
mm-hmm.
are residing in the body with our own lifetime, and we aren't having many lives, but we're one essential being having many bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, there's different bodies going on within the body. There's a mind body, which has its own essential awareness,
mm-hmm.
which is a being in itself, and the body is an actual being. So
mm-hmm.
we talk about how we reside in a temple, and a lot of Eastern religions refer to how as spirit we reside in the temple, and how important it is to take care of your temple.
Mm-hmm.
But this, I don't know if I didn't really realize till recently the extent of that reality, that the body has its own karma, has its own history, has its own personality, and it has a lot of inner awareness and understanding from multitudes of generations. It's a living, breathing body being with its own life that it has to live.
Correct.
Situations that it needs to go through.
Yes. So, can you tell how it became, you know, for you a revelation, like something that actually was so awakening? What was that piece that made you so aware that it was a real, you know, being a part of everything else?
Well, I guess I've been very, very health conscious all my life, and I've been vegetarian and running and exercising and taking vitamins and not eating chemicals since the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early 70s, they always told me that, oh, no, if you take a lot of vitamins, you'll die. If you become vegetarian, you'll die, because
mm-hmm.
people really believed that back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to kind of pay attention to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And what was going on with it is see if it and noticed it like a machine.
Mm-hmm.
But then last July 1st, this past July 1st, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I had taken really good care of myself, and there is a tendency to think that you did something wrong or you had the wrong energy. But what I came to understand is I saw then how my body has its own set of built-in experiences that it has.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own lineage, and it has things that it needs to go through. Now, my experience with breast cancer has probably been a lot easier for a lot of people because of my spiritual studies and because
mm-hmm.
I've kept my body so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so amazing to me is that I've actually had cancer probably for a couple of years at least,
mm-hmm.
that it was growing within me, and I didn't even know it.
Mm.
And the only way until actually even the day I discovered a lump, which was on a benign lump on my other breast,
mm.
the only reason that I felt something going on is when I was running, I noticed I didn't have as much stamina or endurance, and I just chalked that up to old age.
Oh, I see.
Which it wasn't. It was that the body was, you know, is struggling
mm-hmm.
to get rid of this. So I've been really doing a lot of talking with my body. a real a lot of understanding and a lot of appreciation for how it deals with things and how it needs to heal and how it has a genetic heritage and weaknesses. And no matter how much you take care of it, you know, I've taken care of it, and being careful all these years maybe prevented it from happening a lot earlier, or maybe it's been able to fight it a lot better, but that it had to happen the way it happened. There's nothing that I did wrong. You know, I can't blame myself in spirit. And so you got to work with the body. And I so appreciate how amazing it is.
It is a fantastic machine, that is for sure. So where do you feel like, do you believe that there's a obviously a lesson to learn, an experience to get through to make you you know, either greater get a greater awareness about yourself? Where do you think this very experience is entering within your karmic lesson within this lifetime?
Oh, that's a long story. I've actually been writing a blog for pinkmagazine.com.
That's
it. If you go
great.
In the blog section, you see a breast cancer blog, and I've been journaling my experiences, and every couple weeks I'll put another one up there. I've learned so much. So as a spirit, I assume that I chose this body. I know that, and maybe I was aware or not aware that we were going to go through this experience, but it's been very, very powerful on so many levels to learn different things. For instance, when you're faced with life and death, you know, a lot of people are afraid of death. But through my work, I'm not really afraid of death, and I've had a couple near-death experiences, and so it was interesting to me that death didn't scare me. But what I had to look at is, why did I want to choose life? And I've enjoyed my life, and I have a great life, and I've learned a lot. But now I'm looking at, I have to take it to the next level. I have to only do the things that I really enjoy. And I have to really discover what it is I really want and love in life to create that energy around me. Another lesson that I learned really early on is how bad stress is for the body. It is so hard. You know, when I first found out about the cancer, I just had to know everything I could about cancer. And I had to find good doctors and schedule all this stuff in. There's all this stuff on the internet. And I spent 2 or 3 weeks, and it was like adrenaline was just pumping through me. Well, I tried to get as much going as I could, and I could feel it. It was just, it was okay at first, but then it was like a toxin. And the fight or flight response is extremely necessary when we need to fly or fight. But we tend to think that there's more emergency happening in life than there is. And I have given up stress and rushing in my life. I just feel that energy, and I feel when it starts to come up, and I just stop, because honestly, nothing is that important. You should hurt your body that much.
This is really interesting in terms of you know, what a voice you are for women who go through the exact experience, and you know, and don't have the understanding, knowledge, ability, consciousness even to look at this experience through those eyes. And I think that really having someone to relay to the same experience but from a total new point of view can really like widen and really open up a complete new understanding of what, you know, what is healing and what is illness, and how it, you know, you can perceive it in another side, in another way, to realize that yes, there's got to be some other things to take care of before. Maybe, you know, the stress obviously is very related to it. But I think you're a fantastic voice for all those women out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And when they asked me at Pink Magazine to do this blog, because I have another blog that I write for them as well, and and mentioned to them what was going on, and I said, well, I need to think about it. I just couldn't imagine how I could take the time while I was going through this to write about it. But it has been so healing for me, and it's just so nice that, to be able to share that information with others, too.
Definitely.
It helps everybody. For me, you teach, you learn.
Yes. You know, which is one of my favorite saying, you know, teaching is understanding that as long as you teach, you learn. And that's really true.
Right.
It is really a feedback. It's the energy comes out, comes in. And tell our listener maybe where they can find this blog, where they can have your journal, like regularly.
The blog, the breast cancer blog, is at pinkmagazine.com.
Mm-hmm. Very, very
and
cool.
And on the home site, you can see blogs, and you click on that, and you have to scroll down to, I believe it's medical blogs or something like
okay.
body blogs, and you'll see the breast cancer blog.
Great. For your listeners, that if you want to get right away on Deborah's website right now, because you cannot wait anymore, it's too many great information, then go right away to www.yourintuitivelife.com, and you're going to see a bunch of information, great insights that I really invite everyone to jump into and devour, like eat without a setback. That's great. It's really, really good. So, here's one question that came to my mind, and I really am listening to those energy coming through when I interview people. Sometimes, you know, things can be preset, but something is taking me on another place, so I have to trust that there's something there. I am a believer of an energy as well that is, you know, this connection, this body-mind-spirit connection is so interactive. One, you know, not one necessarily need the other one, but it's all a subtle mix, interdependency. And when I hear someone having a challenge through a breast cancer, what comes through my mind and what I've experienced with some of my clients is that there is a part of you is trying to address and bring awareness onto the need for self-nurturing. So is it something that relates to your experience, or do you think that it is the body itself is going through a karmic experience that is on its own, and it's not necessarily related to an experience more energetically that you're going through?
I think that there's, you know, it happens on many levels, and I do believe that the body has a genetic predisposition towards this, and this is something, and also with the environment and things that I've experienced, that the body has its challenges, and that we, within the body also, we have this contract and agreement, and you're learning things with the body. So I think both those things are happening at the same time. I think the energy that I'm experiencing and the rushing and the stress probably didn't help the body, and yet I don't want to blame myself, and I don't want to get, you know, feel like I created this for the body, because in a way, me to eating right and taking care of the body also counteracted that to help it to be strong and healthy.
Yes.
And also, yeah, I also believe in eating really healthy and eating the right things, but I'm also real thankful that we have modern medicine, too. That's something that I learned as a nurse midwife, is that I do a lot of natural healing, and I do energetic healings in my coaching sessions. Mm-hmm. And I work with sound therapy and aromatherapy and get massages constantly. And I think that all of this is so important, chiropractic.
Yes.
At the same time, there's a place for science. And modern medicine, and the fact that they could do the surgery that they did and remove this cancer. And when I talked to my body before, I said, listen, you know, I ended up having a bilateral mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I did that was because the only reason we found my breast cancer was that I found a lump on the other side that was not cancerous.
Okay.
And when they did the ultrasound, they only saw one lump, and it turned out that there were actually three. So it was very hard to detect, and I have a genetic predisposition towards it. And I just didn't want it to happen again. But at first I checked with my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going for a run, or, you know, I was a walk sometimes and slow down, and I said, okay, body, you know, this is what I'm looking at happening. And I also talked to some healing masters that I work with, and the information that I got is the body was really done at my age, and I'm post-menopause. It didn't need breasts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And while it was not real excited about going through that, having to, you know, heal from a surgery and have them removed, it was very excited about the fact that it didn't have to fight this problem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can go in and actually remove that cancer and fix it. And pretty soon they're going to be able to actually genetically test everybody to see what propensity your genes have for creating different cancers, and give you sort of a designer immunization that will
mm-hmm.
prevent you from ever getting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yes.
So
it is.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, definitely, definitely. It's really interesting to you know, open up to different, again, points of view. And there's one thing that I think you mentioned that is so important when you know, something like an event, a situation like that occur, you know, finding that even though you have taken, obviously, all the steps consciously that, you know, towards health and conscious fitness, then you can, you know, you get confronted to those situations where, well, you know, why did I go wrong? And you're right. I think there's so many women who go through these questions, like,
mm-hmm.
and I think that, you know, like you are taking that myth and putting it apart, saying, well, you don't necessarily need to, you know, like beat yourself up or, like, more than what's happening right now.
Right.
And you need to be able to consider that as an experience that you embrace, because there's something, obviously, like you said, there was an agreement at some point to maybe get through it, get within it, and then and you know, live through it. And I remember one of my teachers telling me, the more you are rejecting the experience, and the more it's going to come back to you.
Absolutely.
So,
and, you know, if you grab onto it,
yes.
and you don't fight, and you don't resist, and you
yes.
don't beat yourself up, and you say, okay, this is meant to be.
Yes.
And you know, that is, you know, I talk about limiting beliefs.
Yes.
Believing you did something wrong is going
mm-hmm.
to prevent you from learning the most you can.
You're
from
right.
what's happening. And breast cancer is a life-changing experience. Any
mm-hmm.
kind of cancer or any kind of life-threatening illness, or
mm-hmm.
it really does, it gives you the opportunity to learn so much about yourself. And
mm-hmm.
you talk about how we're all interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
It's helped me to see how important love is in my
mm-hmm.
life, both the love of myself, which I've been working on for years, but the love of other people and
mm-hmm.
loving others and their love coming in, and someone calling me on the phone. And, you know, like yesterday, this neighbor found out about what was happening with me, and she dropped off a gift. She lives just like a couple feet away. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the time. I said, well, I'm here. Why don't you just say hello?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't have time. She dropped off a gift. And in a way, it was, you know, you have to accept people for who they are, and that's all she could give.
Exactly.
However, there are other people who haven't given me gifts or haven't even sent me cards, but they just, like my friend and a client who's become a really good friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
called me today and said, I feel your energy shifting, like I feel like you're just not in a good place today, and I
mm-hmm.
want to come by.
Oh.
And we're going out to dinner tomorrow.
This is fantastic.
That is so important.
Yes.
Just to give some of your time and your heart to people.
Yes.
Not to say, I'm so sorry for you. I feel so bad. You don't want to go into that really sympathy place with somebody because that really brings everybody down.
Yes.
But to tell someone, I know you're going to handle this, and whatever you need to go through, you're going to get the most out of it. Telling people, I'm really here to support you. Asking them, what do you need?
I think that's where this is the beauty of where you're placed today. Here you are coaching people, supporting each of them, helping them finding their opening up to their own awareness of who they are, finding the source of their maybe dissatisfactions, and trying to help them become more self-realized, and for all those years, and then suddenly this is, all right, it's time to stop give for a while or differently, but totally open up to receive from those people that obviously you have given so much that they are ready to give back, this energy and say, okay, we'll be here to support you. You've done so much for us. Here it is. It's coming back to us.
And you're absolutely right. And that's been a lesson.
Yes.
Because I love to give.
Yes.
I love it. And now I'm learning how to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And how to allow myself to be given to, and realizing how I've said it before, and that the receiving is a gift you give the giver. But I haven't really experienced it at this level, because people are so happy when they help me and they do something. It feels so good to give to somebody. And why don't we allow others to do that for us? Because we're not giving them that pleasure of being able to give to us.
Yes, yes. It's a great lesson. I mean, sometimes we don't necessarily, and we don't have to fully understand why it comes, in that way. But just to realize the intent behind the lesson and the amount of things that you realize through it, I think it's just a fantastic gift. Instead of just going into the, oh my God, I am sick, and what's going to happen to me, and really expand and relax and release through it, and really let the lessons to get through and help you going through it. I think it's and again, I really think that there's more and more people who with your ability, your coaching ability, your understanding of energy work, that are going through that and that are able to, come back with another perspective. And I think people are ready more and more for that perspective to be the one. One of my teachers, Science of Mind teacher, had about 20 years ago a breast cancer. She was diagnosed with a breast cancer also, and the same way he seems to have opened her up to all this understanding that you are speaking about, and she's such a voice for the people who are relating to her now, because she really opens up to another perception on the disease itself and the healing process behind.
And it's been wonderful because when you do, I'm not being healthy and happy for others. I'm doing it for me. And in doing that and learning my lessons and staying on top of it, not going into self-pity, not going into doubt and fear, and knowing that I'm going to be fine, learning the lessons that I can, believing I'm going to live and that I'm going to get healthy, not fighting and resisting the things that I have to go through, but just taking it one day at a time. All these things are making me stronger. That's what I have to do. That's what I've learned to do to stay on top of this. And in using my tools, everyone is watching, and then they learn from that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, just the perfect model. People, and this, again, it's a personal belief, but I truly believe that we all learn from, looking at actions before looking at, hearing words. It needs to be lived and experienced before just being said and taught. So you are, by following your words and within your belief system, then, you know, you are showing the way. It's really opening the path for others to be willing eventually to walk through it, I mean, you know, in it as well, or to open their own path.
And I think one of the things that I'm also seeing and I'm learning about women, and I think it's true of men too, but because we all have male and female energy, but women are coming in the last, well, since in my lifetime, the last 30 years, the course of and the role of women in the world has changed drastically. Mm-hmm. And we've gone from, you know, burning our bras and entering and fighting for our place to mm-hmm. now reconsidering, maybe a lot of women are going back to mm-hmm. taking off from work and raising children mm-hmm. or not. Mm-hmm. However, one of the things, women have a lot of energy in their bodies because they need that to be able to birth babies, to mm-hmm. to grow babies. You need to have a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of depth and understanding and awareness that is inbred in that femaleness. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's happening is that they enter into the workplace is they're entering at a certain pace that is really too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked into this hospital to pick up my mammograms for the last 5 years, and I was in line, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be take a while. But within minutes, I was in front of this woman who was talking to someone behind her, answering the phone, filing things, and talking to me, and got me my x-ray and got me out of there within a minute.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, isn't that remarkable, and isn't that too much?
Mm-hmm.
That's, we are channeling so much energy through ourselves yes. because we can.
Yes.
But our bodies aren't used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really hard on the body to adjust to that much power going through
yes.
and at that vibration. So it's something we really, what's really I'm seeing important to us is to really slow down,
mm-hmm.
but not in just a walk slower way, but to just be more present in the moment and do
yes.
what feels good
yes.
now. And if something doesn't happen, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all these levels of importance. And a lot of things that we think are important aren't that important.
Yes.
They can wait. We
mm-hmm.
have time. That's another
mm-hmm.
That's one of the limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
in my book is that there isn't, I don't have enough time.
Yeah.
You have unlimited time.
Yes.
Everything.
So tell us a little bit about your book. What can people find in it, and how can that help actually their experience in this lifetime?
Well, I really believe and have used for many years the law of attraction,
mm-hmm.
where you define what it is you want. You really clearly list it out and picture it, and then you put it out to the universe. And you clear all your resistance that you have within you to having it. And then you let go. And that works for me. I've been able to just think something and it happens for me. But it doesn't work for so many people. And I'm
mm-hmm.
looking at it, why aren't people able to do this? And as I mentioned earlier, what I saw is a lot of people have beliefs within them that contradict
mm-hmm.
what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I do is I help people to recognize those limiting beliefs within themselves. I talk about how beliefs limit you and how we're like radio towers where we project our beliefs out and that's what we bring back to us.
Mm-hmm.
So our beliefs define us. And then I talk about how you can notice it. Emotionally
mm-hmm.
and mentally, those patterns happening within yourself. And I give one technique for helping you to change
mm-hmm.
your beliefs to positive affirmations. And then
mm-hmm.
I go over 16 limiting beliefs that many of us have in life. And I talk about why those beliefs don't work, why it's not true, and then I give 16 belief-busting power truths
mm-hmm.
that help you to overcome those. Like, for instance, one of those beliefs is, I'm on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, we are not alone.
Yeah.
We are all infinitely connected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And while you, and the truth is while you are unique, you're infinitely connected with everything.
Yes.
So you, when there are times when you're feeling all alone, realize, okay, well, maybe you're not talking to somebody, but you are strongly connected. Just like, you know, I was feeling kind of a little down, and I've been, and then my friend called and said, yeah, I was meditating, and you know, I've been just so amazed at how well you've been doing, but today I felt this energy shift. And this person was, you know, miles and miles away from me.
Uh-huh.
But she knew. She could feel it. There's no space and time in that intuitive place.
Yes, yes.
In that world. So we are all one thing, experiencing things. And as we each learn things, we're all growing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a beautiful thing.
It is. It is. And so, what I like about as well your website, which I really again push and you know initiate and put people to just jump on it. And one more time, I'm going to say it. It's www.yourintuitivelife.com. I mean, how better a website can you get to find out more about you and you know from your inside, yourintuitivelife.com. But then there's not only you are you know obviously displaying your work and what you're doing and the products and everything, but it is really a place where you can find tools to actually work and grow, because like I saw you have this worksheet that people can use, and I guess it's going to always make it better to go through you or with you. But I think it's a great way to have access to a tool, like a practical tool, to understand more those limiting beliefs, where we are and how we can actually change it and create something else within our life.
Exactly, yes. I do have you can download a free PDF.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a workshop that helps you to actually write down and journal and gives you steps to take to, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
And you can buy my book there also on the site mm-hmm. or at Amazon, or you mm-hmm. can order it through, or it may be in your local bookstore, or you can mm-hmm. order it through your bookstore
mm-hmm.
or BarnesandNoble.com.
Great.
And it is, there's so many things, you know, that create our lives every day, and if you're really wanting something to happen and it's not, there must be some reason. You know, I think that sometimes we're not, it's not meant to be, but honestly, that's so rare.
Mm-hmm.
We're usually able to have whatever we really want
mm-hmm.
and desire in our life, and if you're not getting what it is you want or desire, then you have to look at within yourself what
mm-hmm.
is it that's preventing that from happening.
Yes. So what do you feel today, like with your clientele right now, do you feel that from, because you've been into it for, you know, for quite a bit now, and so you have this good perspective on, you know, this consciousness, do you feel that within the last 35 years there is an evolution, an expansion of the consciousness where people came from a place of, a particular place and are now looking for something else?
Absolutely. I mean, for so many years, that's partly why I was able to kind of come out of the clairvoyant closet in the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid to mention or even notice within myself those abilities because people were not open to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still see that, but it's very rare. You know, sometimes I'll talk about that I'm an intuitive coach. And I tell them what that means, and they see the blinds go down, you know.
Yeah.
But that happens, honestly, probably so rare.
Mm-hmm.
So often people are really fascinated and interested, and even if they don't want to do it, they're open to it, or they've heard of it, or there's a whole new understanding, and I think people are really ready for it now.
Yes.
Which is so exciting, because once we realize how intimately we're connected and how we're all one thing, how can you kill somebody when you know it's the same, all part of the same thing?
Yes, yes. I think we are all, the evolution is going towards that naturally. It's first going to be this realization that's going to make this place a better place, I think, you know,
right.
And I think we're all going there, which I'm very, always very hopeful and very positive around, you know, about human beings. Sometimes people, some of my closest, you know, family members or whatever, you know, you're just too positive, or you have too much trust in human or faith in human beings. But I do, I truly do, because I feel it and I see it. I really feel that there's a true goodness, and I know it, and this goodness is claiming its place now, and I think it's getting it.
And that's a really great belief to have, because how limiting is it when you think that we're not going to make it?
Yes.
You know, all those people are talking about the apocalypse and how everything's going to fall apart. Well, if you really believe that, you're creating it. So I'm very careful to think, well, do I really want to destroy the universe? Do you think we really need to do that right now, or can we actually get through this and go to a new level? And so I work on believing that, even though it's hard to imagine, that to see ourselves really coming through this in a new way, it's important, I feel, to be aware of the fact that there is negativity around, and because you don't want to be, you know, sidestruck by something because you weren't paying attention, and you can't put your faith in anything. You have to really trust your own inner truth.
Yes.
That some people you just need to stay away from because their lessons are pretty intense and may not be healthy for you, so to speak.
And there is, you know, there is this, and to me, in my belief system, I came from believing that, yes, there was a negative and some good and bad, and where I really realize now, and I'm more into that belief that there is only good, and what does not appear good is just misunderstood. So, ultimately, there's not really anything bad. There's not anything negative. There's not anything wrong in anything in any way. It is just that the level of consciousness that does not allow the good to get through fully right now. And that's but I know it's there. So, you know, to me, it's like a child who doesn't necessarily understand the full impact of his action right away, because his level of consciousness where he is, that may not allow him to do that better or to understand better and act better. But somehow, you know, it's going to grow. Within, even if it's not in this lifetime, it will, because it's there. And that is, it is there, and it will be always. It cannot not be there. Therefore, this is, you know, that belief that I have hooked to about 12 years ago, that kind of led me to open up to a life where everything is actually just marvelous. It's just fantastic. It's just great. And but you know, sometimes I can see how it's you know, I can get through or come across as a little utopist being. But it is powerful to look at, you know, to perceive life in its goodness. I do believe it's a power.
Well, I think, as I see it, that everything is as it should be. I believe there are at least three forces in the universe. There's positive, there is a negative force, and there's a neutral. There's everything else. I try to stay neutral. Stay in just believing that everything is, you know, just not trying to push and not holding back, but just to allow things to happen. And I discuss that principle in my book as well. But if destruction is a part of life, you know, we have volcanoes, we have hurricanes, we have forest fires that clear out masses of vegetation. But one of the things we used to do when I was in forestry is learn how to create small little fires or cut down areas so that the bushes and berries will grow, which help the wildlife because
mm-hmm.
they need that sort of
mm-hmm.
stuff. So nature does that naturally on its own and balances itself
yes.
in a certain way.
Yes.
So there are negative happenings and there are positive happenings and everything is happening as it should. And it's kind of like we're in school.
Mm-hmm.
And there are kids who are still in kindergarten who don't know not to kick and hit each other.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there are people with doctorates who've done a lot of work who know how to behave better.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all levels in between and all different kinds of doctorates and things that we're all learning
yes.
in each level of our understanding. So when you see somebody who's acting out, that maybe somebody who just is a sort of has an energy of the universe that's just at a lower vibrational level right now
mm-hmm.
and is working on getting in touch with a higher vibration, just isn't quite there yet.
Mm-hmm. So, you are obviously a multi-talented woman, and to talk about your creativity, you don't stop only at books or finding your intuitive stuff, but you also create art.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit. I love it. I think it's and it's great work. Again, through your website, you can have access to it. But tell us a little bit how like that part is important for you.
I love being creative. I'm not doing as much graphic design anymore because I'm devoting myself more to my coaching and speaking. And
mm-hmm.
I just love seeing people
mm-hmm.
transform their lives. It's just an addiction of mine.
but
I do love creating as well. And photography has always been
mm-hmm.
a love of mine and capturing things and the photographs. And then I love to use the computer because it helps me to put right and left brain together.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to take photographs and then let this impulse and inspiration come through me and creatively merge things together. Sometimes I wrote a poem and I illustrate it through that.
Mm-hmm.
Other times I find this illustration and write a poem to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my, I created a line of greeting cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have all of them available, but they're all available as posters at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written poems for all of them, too.
Great.
Kind of expressed that. It just, creativity is such a joy and such a wonderful way to open up to that higher vibrational force within yourself.
Mm-hmm. It is, and they are so colorful, so insightful. You know, you look at each of them, and you really can take one for each situation in your life, looking through it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had Lon Milo Duquette, who is someone specialized in the first tarot card, and he was telling me that, and telling our listeners that the most important things with a tarot card is not necessarily the meaning that you can read on the book, but it's really this connection, this inner connection you can get with the picture, with the design, because you let yourself get into it. And so because I'm an experimentation type of woman, it's like, okay, let's do it. And
mm-hmm.
holy cow, this was like revealing. And I had this non-awareness before opening the card deck and just like, oh, those are beautiful, this is great, look at those pictures, the colors. But when you actually let yourself get into it and really let your energy really be drawn into that artistic vortex, that creates something and shifts something within your own core. I truly felt it. And, you know, some of your art actually does that to me.
Aww.
I know, and it really, I recommend our listener to take a look at it. And I think those are brilliant postcards or posters either to get for yourself or offers, as a gift, because I think they are really, really powerful. So that was a congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
Talented, as I said.
Well,
very cool.
I appreciate that. It's
very cool.
Fun to give, and I love that people enjoy it.
Definitely, this is. It is. So, and I also one more thing on your website that people can have access to. Not only you have you know your books available, but you also have some informative articles that you can find and on like multitude of subject topics that you know everyone can have access to, and those are available as well on your website, right?
Right, there's an every month I write a new article, and you can subscribe to it actually, and I will email it to you once a month, an article about some experience or something that I'm learning in that time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, I can read right now, finding your true voice, living in present time, finding joy in the present. I mean, I think that all are really all the topics that comes out more and more that people are really drawn to in you know to try to really get an understanding about their life and where it fits in, and so those are a great way to actually get another perception yours and from someone who obviously have done a lot and been through a lot. So I think again it's a terrific tool that people can have access to through your website. So it's like a mine of wealth right there. It's like a little treasure chest. So where people can contact you in order to get your coaching session? They should email you, should they call you? How do they get in touch with you?
Either one. My phone number is 404-459-0590.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're not in Georgia, it's 877. It's
362.
5292.
And we can email you directly with your email address. This is info@yourintuitivelife.com. All of those information are available and on the Deborah's website, and very easy on the left side of the page. And to know, listeners, that now that Deborah said that she's more than willing to receive all your support, then you can only, you know, send her a little email on info@yourintuitivelife just to say that you support her in her journey. And obviously she's sending back a lot of information out there, so this is just how the energy of interdependency works too. So all of you who are listening to us tonight, well, I guess this is a step you can take towards helping someone else and giving again, because I always say the gift of giving is the gift of the riches. So if you want to feel rich, then, you know, it can take only this step.
I was thinking about what my next I've already started writing my next book.
I'm sure, I mean, you cannot stay just relax, right?
Right, but yesterday I came up with even the third book, the second book, which might be end up being the third book, is talking about meditative techniques you can use
to
different change in your life. But also I'm looking at different things that you can do to change the world. How do we change the world? And I was thinking about that yesterday, about what things can we do. And one of the things that we can do, for instance, is smile.
Mm-hmm.
Just smiling at somebody changes the world.
Yes. Yes.
You know, in, we have a home in Atlanta and one in Greensboro, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
which is a very lovely small town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stepping back in time, and people wave to each other when they mm-hmm. drive by.
Wow.
And it was kind of strange, you know, it happened to me. And when I didn't wave back, you'd see the person look kind of, you know, like, huh. You know, I didn't But it kind of lights up your life, and you're just walking or running or driving, and someone waves to you and connects.
Mm-hmm.
And Vicki, what if you look at the car next to you? You know, we're all in traffic in our own little boxes, and we don't mm-hmm. want to acknowledge each other. What if you smile at the person next to you? Can you mm-hmm. open yourself up to that?
Yes. And that is actually showing, you know, that you live in a present moment, because you are aware of what's around you, and you are, you know, it's totally extending this energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, because how many times, I feel that a lot of the time it comes from not necessarily people not being mean, but it's like not being in the moment. It's like they have not even noticed that there was a car right next to them. Because
they're
all thinking about, okay, I need to, what am I going to cook for dinner tonight? What did I do yesterday? What should I do for my bank account? And instead of just being here and really realizing that that's how it matters, that's where you are, and that's how it, that, that is real right now. So, but,
we
you know, I think it's a great
personally.
Book. I'm going to have to have you back on it.
I would love to come back.
There you go.
It's such a good time.
All right, thank you so much, Deborah. We're already out of time. It's already been 55 minutes. Can you believe it?
Oh, no, it's really hard.
It's, we're really definitely going to have to do it again. But I thank you so much for your time, so much for your insights and your perception. And we send you all the healing energy and courage and strength to get through your experience that you're going through right now. And thank you for sharing with us your great journey. And then relax, sit back, enjoy, everyone, and we'll see you next week for another Conscious Fitness Divine Body. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Can I fly away back to yesterday, somewhere in my heart we'll never be apart.